This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Kimire with the news, the headlines first. Nepal emphasizes urgent need for international climate financing and cooperation to address severe impacts of climate change. Six people killed in separate road accidents across the country. And White House confirms that Trump administration is holding direct talks with Hamas regarding captives in Gaza. Now the news in detail. Nepal has yet again emphasized the urgent need for international climate financing and cooperation to address the severe impacts of climate change. Minister for Forest and Environment Ain Bahadur Shahi Thakuri said that Nepal represented the voices of countries that are impacted by the climate change risk. Addressing the World's Sustainable Development Summit 2025 in New Delhi of India, Minister Shahi said so while emphasizing the severe impacts of climate change on Nepal. In his address to the summit, Minister Shahi called for climate financing to the highly vulnerable mountainous and least developed countries like Nepal for climate risk reduction and drew attention regarding the existing financing gaps. He said Nepal was on the front line of the climate crisis facing accelerated glacial melt, erratic monsoons and increasing natural disasters. He said despite the negligible contributions to global greenhouse gas emissions, Nepal was bearing a disproportionate burden. The World Sustainable Development Summit 2025 is taking place on the theme Partnerships for Accelerating Sustainable Development and Climate Solutions. Six people have died in separate road accidents across the country. Three people died in a road accident that occurred at Sakhu in Kathmandu this morning. A speeding tipper hit a shelter house run by the Conflict Victims and Disabled Society organization at around 3:40 a.m. at Solambuttar in Sankharapur Municipality, Ward No. 6 in Kathmandu. The spokesperson of District Police Range and Superintendent of Police, Apil Raj Pohra, said that 10 people were sleeping in the room when the accident happened and 3 of them died. Likewise, 2 sisters died after a jeep ran over them on the roadside near the Triyuga bus park in Gaighat of Udaipur district. Similarly, a person riding a motorcycle died in Bada district after being hit by a bus. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak visited the Khorpe police post in Baitari this morning to review the district's peace and security situation. During the inspection, he gathered information on overall security, disaster management and drug control while issuing necessary directives. Following his visit, Minister Lekhak departed for Bajang district to inaugurate a temporary office for housing reconstruction for earthquake victims. Nepal is set to present a report covering 12 key areas of concern at the Beijing Plus 30 review to be organized by the United Nations in New York from 10th to 25th of March. The report, prepared by the National Network for Beijing Review Nepal and the Forum for Women, Law and Development on behalf of civil society, will be submitted at the review. During an event held in Kathmandu to introduce the report, forum advocate Binu Lama provided details of its contents. A video message was also presented explaining the process of preparing the report. The 82-page report is divided into 4 sections, identifying 12 key agendas. Meanwhile, the Women Tourism Entrepreneurs Forum has organized a 3-day adventure trek starting today to mark the 115th International Women's Day. Forum Chair Umar Regmi Bhandari said that the trekking started from Pokhara with the support of the Gandaki Province Government, Ministry of Industry and Tourism, with the slogan, Breaking the Boundaries by Conquering Heights. The participants will trek to Khandruk, Tadapani, Dobate and Mulde Viewpoint. Stating that the trekking program has been organized in the context of Visit Pokhara 2025, Bhandari said that the 28-member team would study and observe the possibilities and challenges of trekking tourism, especially for women. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The White House has confirmed that the Trump administration is holding direct talks with Hamas regarding captives in Gaza, stating that the discussions align with U.S. interest. According to the BBC, Hamas accused Israel of failing to meet its ceasefire obligations, with its spokesperson claiming that the group is fully prepared for any scenario. Meanwhile, China has supported Egypt's Gaza reconstruction plan, which the Arab League has endorsed, offering an alternative to Trump's proposal for Gaza. According to reports from Axios, the U.S. State Department plans to use artificial intelligence to revoke visas for foreign students identified as supporters of Hamas. Likewise, in a different development, U.S. President Donald Trump has signed orders significantly expanding the goods exempted from his new tariffs on Canada and Mexico that were imposed this week. It is the second time in 2 days that Trump has rolled back his taxes on imports from America's two biggest trade partners, measures that have raised uncertainty for businesses and worried financial markets. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has announced plans to travel to Saudi Arabia next week for talks with U.S. officials aimed at ending the war. According to the BBC, President Zelensky expressed hope that the discussions would be meaningful and vowed to work constructively with U.S. officials to achieve a fast and lasting peace. U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff confirmed that the American team seeks to discuss a framework for peace. At a summit in Brussels, President Zelensky urged European leaders to support his vision for a full and fair end to the conflict. Meanwhile, Ukraine's energy minister reported heavy Russian missile and drone attacks on the country's energy and gas infrastructure overnight. Polish forces scrambled jets and activated air defense system during the assault. Moreover, Ukrainian President Zelensky said that the U.S.-Ukraine talks will be held in Saudi Arabia next week and expressed hope that it will be a meaningful meeting. A South Korean court has cancelled the arrest warrant for impeached South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, allowing for his release from jail. According to Al Jazeera, Yoon had been detained since mid-January for imposing martial law. He requested the cancellation, arguing the warrant was illegal. The Seoul Central District Court agreed, stating that the indictment was filed after Yoon's detention period had expired. Yoon's legal team welcomed the decision, calling it a victory for South Korea's rule of law. Despite this, protesters may still appeal the ruling, potentially delaying his release. Yoon is expected to attend his trial outside of detention, if released. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is still the possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping the headlines, once again. Nepal emphasizes urgent need for international climate financing and cooperation to address severe impacts of climate change. 6 people killed in separate road accidents across the country. And White House confirms that Trump administration is holding direct talks with Hamas regarding captives or in Gaza. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.